Exercise change.
What role do you think habits play in motivation and change, and what are your thoughts on how to break and form habits?
I think habits are quite important, especially if they're bad habits. You've developed them over, probably people have had their habits for a long time, that's why they're called habits. Mm. So it does take a while to, you know, break them down. I think you need to kind of, you know, realise, change your way of thinking a little bit, because a lot of it is excuses, I find, there's an excuse for why they're not doing it, or there's an excuse for why they're doing it this way. And I think if someone can sort of realise that they're bad habits, or realise their weaknesses, and sort of try ways or try and put in strategies so they don't become tempted by their bad habits, mm. Is one way to do it. It is difficult, because some people always revert back to their bad habits. Mm. You're not going to win everybody. There are some people that at the end of the day just think, oh, this is too hard.
Sure, like and you said, go back. They've formed over a long time, so yeah. It's hard to break. You mentioned excuses, and we all make excuses either to somebody else or to ourselves, and you can almost look at that as, I guess, slightly distorted thinking in some ways.
Yeah.
Do you think honesty is important? Because I think what you're sort of saying there is actually being honest with yourself.
Yeah, and I think you need people to be honest to you as well. Like, that comes a lot in my job. Like, and I think, because people do make it, I mean, especially in Christchurch, the earthquake's a great one.
Yeah.
It's used every day at work, at my home, it's used. And now, I do think at the moment, now people do use it as an excuse. Oh, it's the earthquake. Well, no, it's not. It's a year ago now, you know. And I think people do use it as an excuse, and I think people need to do wake up to themselves a little bit, realise when they are just making excuses. And I think, again, moral social supports do come in handy with that. Like, if you've got someone to say, no, Jane, come on, that's rubbish, just do it, you're more likely to change your way of thinking.
Because I guess, in a way, excuses make us feel comfortable with the decisions we make. So if we decide not to exercise and we say, oh, it's because of the earthquake or something, we feel more comfortable. So actually engaging with that feeling of guilt, in a way, or discomfort could be quite beneficial?
In some ways, I think so, yes. I think some people can, guilt can set off more bad habits as well. I think in some ways, yes, but I think you need to be careful that it doesn't just, people go around in a vicious circle. Mm. I do have a close friend who likes to feel fit, likes to be fit, but recently sort of got into not going to the gym, and so she's put on a bit of weight, and which she gets depressed about, so she eats more to make herself feel better, then she gets depressed again. So that's, and then she feels guilty that she's eaten, so then she gets depressed and she eats more. So that kind of, that vicious circle of, you know, feeding your feelings, basically, and then you feel even worse. So I think there needs to be a point where that needs to, something needs to happen to stop those vicious circles. So guilt can be really good if you're the type of person to be like, no, right, go for a run now. Okay. But I think if you're the type of person where it makes you feel worse, you just want to sit down and not do anything, I think it would depend on the kind of person you are. And
so maybe with those type of people, still being honest with yourself about saying, look, I could have gone to the gym, but I haven't, and that has been my choice, but just looking at that for what it is instead of trying to feel guilty about it. And
because
at least then you've got a good foundation to put things in place on.
Yeah,
you know, or you know the truth, you know exactly where things lie.
Yeah.